This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Southern Cortez Community Association runs the Manson's Hall Play School during the school year. I sat down with Cora Moret to find out how new government subsidies are affecting the Cortez Play School, its registration, and accessibility. So I know that the Play School has a lot of different subsidies and means of making it affordable, both on the facilitator side and for the parents. I just wanted to ask about one update that I read about, that the province is bumped a wage enhancement subsidy for EC workers up another $2. Do you know about the wage enhancement?
Unfortunately, I don't think we qualify. However, we did just get a new subsidy that Janice has been trying to apply for a while. So I know that the question has been raised, why don't we have the $10 a day subsidy? There's only a certain opening of that fund every year. In order to receive or to even be able to apply for that kind of funding, you have a membership in the Childcare Operating Fund. Now, Hannah, who was with us last year, applied for that and we were entered into it, but not before the window closed for the $10 a day. And we'll apply for it again when it comes up again, for sure. So what we did receive was entrance into the provincial fund called the Childcare Fee Reduction Initiative, which can reduce cost to parents by up to 60%. So this is a fund that goes to the play school explicitly for the reduction of the fees to the parents. So what we've been able to do is drop our part day, which is 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., from 30 down to 16.37. So $16.37 a day. And then for our full day, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. is down to $18.70 a day. And the really nice thing about it is it doesn't disqualify parents from applying for the affordable childcare benefit, which is based on salary instead.
Amazing. Wow. That sounds really beneficial. That is going into effect now?
Yep. It's in effect now. We just received it, I think, just last week, and it's starting now. So we have a few places available on Tuesdays and Wednesdays for a couple more attendees. So maybe this will help.
You have a couple slots available, you said, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So registration isn't completely full yet.
Yeah. So Thursday's full, but Tuesday and Wednesday still open. I think that's what they've set their maximum at, is 8 kids for 2 facilitators.
And that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, half day or full day.
Yeah. 9 to 1 or 9 to 3.
I know we had Hannah resign last year and there's new staff this year.
New old staff. Katrina Vega and Claudia Run have stepped back in, and we have a new assistant facilitator, Jasmine Hillier.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So she's an RA, responsible adult. I'm not sure if she's completed her qualification, but it's something that you can do online and that we're subsidizing the training. And she can still be assistant facilitator while she's taking that training, like before she's completed it. So that's great. And then we've got manager of care, which is Janice Tomlinson. And she's also managing the staff as well and liaising with the board and managing the administrative side of things also. So she's really taken on the play school, all the aspects of it, working with the facilitators, working with the license providers and the FIHA.
Is Janice Thomason's role the same as the play school coordinator? It sounds like maybe does she have a larger scope for her role?
She does have a larger scope because she is managing all the financial and administrative and licensing certification, making sure all the facilitators have what VHA is requiring. And manager of care is the term of that person who is part of the play school and liaises with VHA.
Sounds like a lot to undertake to run a play school. Every time I talk to someone with the play school, there's like more layers.
Yeah, licensed play school is the key term. The licensing body is very regulated.
So that means Katrina and Claudia, are they ECE, early childhood educators? Do they have that?
Actually, Katrina, she's a qualified teacher and she has her ECEA training. So it's not a full ECE. And so we have an exception for our school that our lead facilitator can be ECEA. because of our circumstance, our status is bumped up of our facilitators. So our lead facilitator is effectively bumped up to an ECE. And then Claudia, who's an RA, is bumped up to an ECEA status in terms of what's required for the number of children and so on, so that we can operate. And just because we are somewhat special circumstances and that we don't have a lot of staffing options in our small community.
And then what is the ages for the play school eligibility?
It's actually 30 months up to 5 years, but there's a limit to how many 30-month-old. There's a limit to how many can be below the age of 36 months. So it's really great. And Janice has really stepped into this role in a wholehearted way. And she's really committed to making it as affordable as possible for parents and to working with facilitators to respect the way they want to do things and to make it work for them, because we don't have a play school without happy staff, for sure.
Awesome. Is there anything else that you want to update us on regarding the play school?
Have you heard about this NOBA report?
What's the NOBA report?
We hired her to do a little survey report research on our play school in the community.
Okay, cool. And are you able to share the results of that report, or will that come later?
Yeah, we're going to have a public meeting presentation of the report. A big part of the report seems to focus on this call to action, which is Amanda saying how excited she is to have full-time childcare, a childcare daycare, which is awesome, but it's not really in our capacity. So that might be something that is going to start like a working group with a few organizations, which we'd be a part of. We'd be happy to be invited to and be a part of. And maybe it'll rent our space. We don't know.
That's very interesting and exciting to hear.
I think the Cortez Foundation is interested in seeing what we can create, co-create with SCCA Cortez Foundation, and see if we can come up with something that really fits more of the demand in terms of just the diversity of people who could come. More of the island, more of the hours, and more of what's called for. Which is childcare, it's daycare. And what we're doing is play school. And with the licensing, it's a specific thing. There's certain curricula implemented and picked out of what the facilitators are doing. It's play school, not daycare. And maybe we want to look at changing what we offer. So we'll see what comes of it. And we'll see what comes of a working group of dedicated organizations that want to see more hours and more kids and more regions reached by a childcare program.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else?
The play school is getting a new deck next summer, hopefully. So we have the project going on the outside of the hall, the improvements and renovations outside of the hall. And that's going to include the play school deck, which is getting there. It's slimy old, partly rotted wood. And we're going to hopefully replace that deck with something more integrated in the landscape. So we'll just have a stoop deck, and then we'll have like patio kind of terraced into the yard, just to make it less of a tower over the yard and more a part of the yard. Maybe we'll see. But that's definitely part of our agenda for improving the outside high school deck.
Beautiful. Any whimsical dreams that you want to share about that space? Plans or desires around a new playground that kind of extends into that space you're describing?
I think everyone would love a new playground, except the kids, because they just are very attached to that playground. And it's got some time left in it. A playground is, unfortunately, we can't just get together and build really fun structures. As much as the kids would like that, and we would all do a great job, it's actually, there's some pretty strict guidelines around what that playground can look like. And the fact that our playground is grandfathered in means that we're already getting away with stretching some of those boundaries around safety regulations and measurements and heights and materials it's made out of. It's definitely on the radar, because we're doing a pretty thorough overhaul of the outside area. New fence and new surrounds around our heat pumps. And we're hoping to transform the front of the hall, not just the deck, but more to the front of the hall. So yeah, it'd be nice to have at least add to the playground. We'll see.
Awesome.
Yeah. It has to be insurable, the playground too. So there's also that factor. And if you start looking online for structures that are insurable and certified, crazy how much they cost. So that's a whole new project, fundraising project or grant writing project for just that play school, or just the playground itself.
I did just distribute to our members in their mailboxes, and the marketeer goes also to those mailboxes, our first newsletter. because very long time since we've had a newsletter. So I'm going to try and do that quarterly. And there's details about the new initiative that the play school is in and a grant that we just received last week, actually, about to support a series of STEM workshops for youth and to seed our new media center, which we're starting to build, not actually the structure. We have the space, but start acquiring equipment. And so check your mailbox or come by and get a copy.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.